Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's February 13th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs 5950 with a 1962 All-Star Game side patch purchased from Germany's Fam Cap store. The Northsiders had three representatives in that 62 contest: Ernie Banks, George Altman, and Billy Williams, making his All-Star debut on the heels of his 1961 Rookie of the Year nod. While Billy was the only standout rookie on the 61 squad, the Cubs had three solid kid contributors in 62. Cal Kuntz threw 190 innings as the number four starter, not bad for a 21-year-old. An outfielder they'd give up on a couple years later hit 263 in almost 500 plate appearances, Lou Brock. But today we remember Ken Hubbs, the 1962 Rookie of the Year. Hubbs was a National High School All-American in football and basketball, but baseball was his favorite, and he would have likely been a multi-sport star at BYU or USC had pro ball not come calling. Other than God, Kenny feared nothing, except flying, which he acknowledged he'd have to do as a professional athlete, so he set out to conquer that fear by getting his pilot's license. He'd been licensed barely a month when he lost his life on this date in 1964 when his newly purchased Cessna 172 crashed into a lake outside Provo, Utah. He was flying home to California when he encountered weather and turned around, crashing a few miles short of the field from which he'd taken off. Kenny Hubbs was 22.